Bon, je souhaite la bienvenue à tout le monde, même si vous avez fait un trajet dans une belle tempête. Aujourd'hui, le 7 mars 2022, so I'd like to open this meeting and thank everyone for coming, even in a storm, for this 7th day of March 2022. So we're going to start with, it's not on the agenda, but we're adding it on, as 1.1 for the minor variants. Fait que là, on va ajouter le 1.1 sous l'ouverture pour la dérogation, les dérogations mineures. Puis je donne la parole à Mme Meillet.
Est-ce qu'on parle des autres points qu'on rajoute, Mme? Faut quand même qu'on approuve l'agenda avant de passer à mon point.
Non, on a dit 1.1 pour la dérogation mineure. L'agenda n'est pas approuvé. Seulement qu'après.
Je pense qu'il
faut qu'on... Ouais. I think we have to approve the agenda.
Yeah. We need to approve the agenda.
OK, bon, ben, numéro 21, on l'enlève.
Numéro 14. A, on va avoir A et B.
Oui. C'est parce que je l'écris dans mes notes.
Numéro 14, A.
C'est le dépôt. Dépôt de la démission de Mme Owens, notre directeur, ancienne directrice générale, secrétaire trésorière. Et puis B, 14B, ça devient appel de candidature, poste de directeur, directrice générale et greffier trésorier. Et puis ensuite de ça, il y a un numéro. Pardon? Oui, mais attends, j'ai pas fini. Le 6-3 va être remis à une autre date.
So.
C'est ça. Il y a une correction sur l'entête de numéro 15. C'est intérim directeur général et non pas appui. So, in English, we are removing item number 21. And on number 15, it's acting director general, not support. And then also on 14A and 14B. So 14A is the deposit of the resignation of Mrs. Owens, which was our director general, secretary treasurer. And 14B becomes the call for applications, Director General and Secretary Treasurer. Following this, there's a change on under Recreation. 6.3 has been put forward to another date. Fait que c'est tout, j'ai pas manqué rien.
En administration, 1A will be minor variance.
Well, 1A, I said 1.1.
1.1.
I did say
1.1.
OK,
it's OK, 1.1.
Fait que c'est ça, la dérogation mineure, c'est 1.1.
Je propose l'agenda.
OK.
Okay.
Ça, je vais laisser à Mme Harper à prendre note, là. OK, merci. Donc là, on est rendu à 1.1.
Il faudrait qu'on vote l'agenda.
Oh, jeez. OK.
Joanne l'a proposé, Maureen McAvoy l'a secondé. Je vote oui.
Yes. Yes.
Luc Thiers.
Oui.
Lee Angus.
Yes.
Chris Robert.
Yes.
Et puis moi, je dis oui. Qu'est-ce qu'il y a au second lit?
Oui, okay.
C'est beau. Là, je te donne la parole, madame.
Merci. Nous avons reçu une demande de dérogation mineure. Le CCU s'est penché sur la demande de dérogation mineure. Le bâtiment qui prévoit et construit, c'est un bâtiment qui va remplacer le bâtiment anciennement du restaurant Barbe. La raison pourquoi il demandait une dérogation mineure, selon la réglementation en place en ce moment, faisait que les marges de recul n'étaient pas tous respectées. Quand le comité consultatif d'urbanisme a regardé le projet dans son ensemble, ils ont déclaré que la dérogation était recevable. C'était effectivement une dérogation mineure parce qu'on a regardé l'ensemble du projet. Le bâtiment va être replacé dans l'ancien espace où est-ce que le restaurant existait déjà. Par contre, le comité consultatif d'urbanisme suggère d'ajouter dans les demandes que côté sécurité, que l'espace réservé à l'entrée et à la sortie du stationnement soit bien identifié et que tout autre espace soit délimité selon les règles en place pour éviter que les véhicules puissent entrer et sortir ailleurs sur le terrain. So we had a minor variance request. The urban plan,
It's okay.
Thank you, Justin. What's called the CCU, it's a urban consultative committee. That includes some citizens from the municipality to study different project. So it was looked at. It was decided by the Urban Consultative Committee to say it was it met the parameters of a minor variance, and they did suggest to approve the minor variance with the possibility of the limitation of the land where the entrance of the parking lot and the exit of the parking lot and whatever's left to make sure that there's something there for security and make sure that you actually know where the 105, when the lands finish and the 105 starts. So they will have to comply with what MTQ accept as a borderline for that kind of a land. La résolution proposée, c'est attendu que la demande de dérogation mineure est recevable selon l'article 10 du règlement 04-2019, attendu que les propriétaires du 292 route 105 ont fait une demande de dérogation mineure pour pouvoir construire le centre touristique, attendu que la demande vise d'autoriser une construction à 6 mètres de la ligne de l'eau avant au lieu de 9 mètres, d'autoriser la La demande vise à autoriser l'empiètement du toit avant de 4 mètres 34 de la ligne avant gauche et 4 mètres 31 de la ligne avant droit. Notre règlement vise seulement le mur du bâtiment, puis le mur il est à 6 mètres de la ligne de la 105. Entendu que la demande autorise de l'emplacement, l'empiètement de la construction à 16 mètres d'un corridor d'utilité publique de la MRC Vallée de Gatineau au lieu de 35 mètres, notre règlement est une visibilité de 35 mètres du corridor de la piste cyclable. C'est ça l'utilité publique. Puis, en réalité, vu que la piste cyclable est plus basse, puis la personne qui pourrait se porter plainte comme quoi qui enfreigne l'espace, c'est la MRC, parce que c'est la MRC qui a le droit à la piste cyclable. Puis le propriétaire du lot, c'est la MRC. Fait que le CCU suggère d'approuver pour ça aussi. Attendu que la demande vise d'autoriser un empiètement de la construction de 4,22 mètres de la ligne arrière de 5 mètres. Le bâtiment, il est à 5 mètres. Le 4,22, c'est le toit. Donc ça ne s'applique pas. Que la propriété faisait l'objet d'une demande de dérogation mineure qui ne bénéficie aucun droit acquis. Entendu que la demande a été transférée au directeur d'urbanisme et aux membres du CCU pour étude du dossier et des recommandations au conseil. Entendu que le comité consultatif d'urbanisme a pris connaissance de tous les documents fournis par le demandeur. Attendu que la demande de dérogation mineure répond positivement aux 9 critères suivants. Entendu que les raisons ci-dessus, le CCU recommande au conseil d'accorder la dérogation mineure du 292 route 105, tandis que le CCU recommande de délimiter l'espace réservé à l'entrée et à la sortie du stationnement afin de sécuriser l'espace et de sécuriser la partie du terrain dans le but d'empêcher l'accès aux véhicules motorisés. So in English, if you've seen the notice in the paper, it says exactly that. Since the minor variance is receivable according to Article 10, Bylaw 04-2019, whereas the owner of the 292 Route 105 have deposit a minor variance so that they can build a tourist center, whereas the construction will be at 6 meters from the 105, the front line, instead of 9 meters, whereas the heaves, is that it? The roof heaves?
Mm-hmm.
Will be at 4.34 meters from the left side and 4.31 meters from the right side, which in our bylaws it states that it's the wall of the building and not the
overhang.
The overhang. Whereas the request is saying that they are building at 16.93 meters from a public utility corridor instead of 35 meters. But this is from eyesight, you're supposed to be at 35 meters. And since the the people that are using the utility corridor is the MRC, and the owner is the MRC. The only person that could bring the building to court would be the owner of the utility cycling path, which is themselves. And since the cycling path is lower than the building, there's always a way to make the building disappear from the eyesight. Whereas
Authorization
would make the building, no, the roof of the building in the back be at 4.22 meters instead of 5. But since it's, again, the roof, the wall is at 5 meters. Whereas the owner has put forward their request but lost their
acquired rights.
The request was sent to the urban service director and then forward to the Comité Consultatif d'Urbanisme so they can study the file. Whereas the Urban Committee Consulting has looked at all the paperwork, even the plans. Whereas the minor variance répond positivement.
They responded positively to the request.
It meets all the requests, the 9 requests asked for.
Nine evaluation criteria.
Whereas the Urban Planning Consultative Committee is recommends to approve that minor variance. And whereas the Urban Committee Consultative Committee suggests that the parking will be well
identify
the entrance, the exit of the parking lot, and make sure that on the side of the 105. Will be sécurisé?
Secured
with whatever the MTQ accept that they would have on the side of the 105. Je propose.
I'll second.
Oh, sorry. No, I can't right now. I need to hear.
Oh, okay.
Is there anything that somebody in the audience would like to add?
I'd like to add something. Bonjour, hello. I'm Craig Anderson. I own Family Village Bistro, which is at 291 Route 105. So we are behind and in front of the proposed site. And I would like to just say that I support allowing the project to go ahead.
Thank you.
Thank you. So you're the close neighbor?
Yes, we see it out the kitchen window.
Okay. Are there any other questions? Yes, you d'autres questions? Yes, Mr. Connolly?
Councillor May, for some time you told us that we're not permitted to know who is on the urban committee. In Chelsea, we have an urban committee. On the website are all the names.
It's according to the law, Mr. Connolly. The law says that those people should not be
publicized.
It's the law. If they're doing that, that's fine, but the law says that they shouldn't be publicized.
And which law? Is it a municipal code law?
I think it's Urban Planning Committee law. I think that's what the Ministère du Québec, when you put together the Urban Planning Committee, you're not supposed to divulge the name of the members.
I'll stop, but that's very, very hard to believe.
Well, I'll find the article and I'll send it to you.
No, you don't need to. I believe you.
Thank you.
But I don't know why you wouldn't do what Kelsey
does. Because they don't want people to be pressured into influence into accepting or not a request.
You could say that about anything we do.
Well, we're elected, so you know us. Whether you voted or not for us, we're elected and we're a public entity, but the Urban Planning Committee doesn't fall into an elected sequence.
Okay, thank you.
So I will propose.
I'll second.
Okay. Le vote, s'il vous plaît, Joanne Maillet.
Oui.
Maureen Rice.
No.
Maureen McAvoy.
Oui.
Lexi Vierge.
No.
Lee Angus.
Yes.
Gilles Robert.
No.
Et puis moi, je dis oui.
Ça passe à la majorité.
Ça passe à la majorité, oui. Bon, c'est fait. Là, on va continuer. Ici, bon, bien. Affaire découlant des réunions précédentes. So, business arising from previous meetings. Faut dire que depuis la dernière rencontre, il y a eu beaucoup de travail qui a été fait. On a recommencé les comités. Il y a eu beaucoup d'archalandage dans le bureau. Vous allez voir plus tard dans l'agenda. So there was a lot of work and a lot of our work sometimes does not involve having a meeting, but we do a lot of email correspondence back and forth. Fait que beaucoup de notre travail consiste de communiquer avec les courriels, parce que des fois on peut pas se rencontrer en présentiel. Fait que il y a eu dans ce genre de format là, on a eu pas mal de choses qui arrive. Aussi, il y a eu beaucoup de changements dans le bureau, que ce que vous allez voir plus tard dans l'agenda aussi, qui a un peu affecté certaines choses. Donc, mais grosso modo, on avance tranquillement, mais c'est ça. On a travaillé aussi, je travaillais avec certaines comités qui ont eu la chance de me rencontrer. Fait que vous allez voir ça aussi avec le rapport de ce soir. Fait que, so there are a lot of work that was done in the office. And also, I was able to meet some committees, not all, because there's only so many times that we can meet. It's availability that is the biggest challenge. And so you'll see in the reports that are going to be handed tonight, where we stand on certain things. Donc là, on a fait l'adoption de l'ordre du jour, fait que là, on va continuer avec adoption du procès-verbal de séance ordinaire le 7 février. So we've already adopted the agenda, so we'll go ahead and move on to item 4, which is adoption of the minutes for the ordinary meeting February 7th. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
I'll second it.
OK. Attendez, on va les trouver. Le vote, Joanne Maillet.
Oui.
Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Maureen McAvoy.
Yes.
Luc Thivierge.
Oui.
Lee Angus.
Yes.
Gilles Robert.
Yes.
Et puis moi, je dis oui. So it is adopted. Adoption des procès-verbales, séance extraordinaire le 21 février. So, adoption of the minutes for extraordinary meeting, February 21st. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
Je vais le proposer.
Appuyant. Okay. Le vote, Joanne Meillier?
Oui.
Maureen Rice?
No.
Maureen
McAvoy? There's corrections there, too, that need to be made.
Okay, well, we'll bring it forward, but to...
That meeting didn't happen at 6:30, as it indicates in the minutes. It was posted at 6:30. I left. I was denied Zoom access, even though I requested it and...
You weren't denied, Maureen.
Well, nobody let it in, Carol. I'm not here. I can't.
Did you send an
it.
Email to the Director General?
Yeah, I did, actually. And no. I sent 2 text messages to people around the table. I was denied access to Zoom.
Mm, I'm sorry, but I have a different view. Okay, Maureen McAvoy? Luc Divierge?
No.
Lee Angus?
Yes.
Schley Robert?
Nope. I tried to connect via Zoom as well, and was denied access.
And I say yes. So that's adopted. On va aller. Adoption. Bon.
Adoption
du pardon. Non, c'est ça, adoption du procès-verbal, la séance extraordinaire, numéro 1, budget, le 28 février. So, adoption of the minutes for the extraordinary meeting, number 1, budget, February 28th. Besoin d'un proposeur.
Je propose.
I'll second it.
Le vote, Joanne Meillier.
Oui.
Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Maureen McAvoy.
Yes.
Luc Divierge.
Yes.
Lee Angus.
Yes.
Julien Robert.
Yes.
Et puis, moi aussi, je dis oui. Là, on arrive à... C'est numéro 6. Adoption du procès-verbal de séance extraordinaire numéro 2, avis et dépôt, règlement de taxation, le 28 février. So, adoption of the minutes for the extraordinary meeting number 2, notice and filing of tax bylaw, February 28, 2022.
I'll second it.
Attendez. Excuse. Juste Joanne. Le vote, Joanne Meillier?
Oui.
Maureen Rice?
Yes.
Maureen McAvoy?
Yes.
Luc Divierge?
Oui.
Lee Angus?
Yes.
Ghislain Robert?
Yes.
Et puis moi aussi, je dis oui. So that's adopted. As far as the mayor's report, I pretty much told you earlier on what we've been doing, what I've been doing. Là, on commence avec le dépôt du rapport du comité d'administration, so tabling of the report of administration committee.
Nous nous sommes rencontrés 3 fois en personne et ou en Zoom. On s'est rencontrés aussi plusieurs fois pour le budget. C'est pas le comité d'administration qui chapeautait le budget, mais c'est quand même des rencontres qu'on a fait. On a échangé sur plusieurs courriels, mais aujourd'hui, il n'y a pas de... On travaille sur différents dossiers, mais il n'y a pas de résolution qui est apportée à la table du conseil, question qui sort dans le comité d'administration. So we have met 3 times, either Zoom or in person, and we did meet quite a few times for the budget meetings, although the administrative committee did not lead the budget meeting. It's still a few meetings that we had to meet, and we did exchange quite a few emails about it. There is nothing on the agenda today that will derive from any administrative committee meetings today.
Merci beaucoup. Alors, acceptation des comptes à payer du 22 janvier au 21 février 2022. So acceptance of the accounts payable from January 22nd, 2022 to February 21st, 2022. So the total amount of checks being issued is $57,758.17. checks already sent out, $20,435.65. Incompressible. So these are the reoccurring invoices every month, $11,531.76. So a total of $89,725.58. Direct payment invoices, $17,071.98. Salaries, $34,670.79, for a grand total of $140,200.18. Je recommence en français. Donc, les factures à payer pour ce mois, $57,758.17. Ensuite de ça, on a les chèques déjà soumis, sortis du mois, $20,435.65. Quand on dit déjà sortis, on parle des les ordures, recyclage, des montants, des petits montants, des remises gouvernementales, et puis aussi, bon, il y a une facture de Charles Saint-Jacques, mais ça, c'est, ça va être contre le programme, on va aller récupérer ces argents-là. Je continue avec les factures incompressibles, $11,531.76. Puis c'est pour ces trois-là, un total de $89,725.58. Ensuite, des paiements directs. Quand on parle des paiements directs, ce sont nos règlements d'emprunt, les intérêts, des choses comme ça au courant du mois. Fait que $17,071.98. Les salaires, $34,670.79 pour un grand total. $140,218. Donc, j'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
I'll propose it. I'll second it.
Le vote, Joanne Maillet?
Oui.
Maureen Rice?
Yes.
Maureen McAvoy?
Yes.
Luc Tivierge?
Non.
Oh, OK. Lee Angus?
Nope.
OK. Jean Robert?
Yes.
Et puis moi, je dis oui. It's adopted. Oh, oui. Bon. Numéro 11. Avis de motion et dépôt de projet de règlement numéro 07-2022 édictant le code d'éthique et déontologie des employés de la municipalité canton de l'eau. Notice of motion and filing of a draft bylaw 072022 enacting the Code of Ethics and Professional Conduct for employees of the Township of Low, of the Municipality Township of Low. Fait que c'est juste un dépôt, il n'y a pas de vote.
Tu as fait le dépôt puis l'avis de motion?
Oui, les deux. Ils sont sur la tête. Numéro 12. Dépôt, déclaration des intérêts pécuniaires, formulaire DGE 1038. So, filing of the DGE 1038 form, it's just an information that, here, c'est juste une information comme quoi que la DG, Madame Owens, à ce temps-là, elle a déposé nos formulaires déclaration intérêt pécuniaire, qu'on avait déjà inscrit dans les PV du 7 février. So, it's just an information in regards to Madame Owens certifying that she did deposit the declaration, interest and declaration pecuniaire for the elected, and which was in the February 7th minutes. And this is just to confirm that she did put it to the government. Okay. Là, on fait. Autorisation d'achat de mobilier pour le bureau. Since we're having some staff changes, we're purchasing some furniture and chairs. The chairs are way overdue. We really need to replace them. These poor girls are sitting in not so nice, they're not very comfortable.
Ryan Draper needs a chair too with 400.
Well, do we have, excuse-moi, Madame Harper, est-ce que Monsieur Draper est inclus là-dedans? Est-ce qu'on peut l'inclure? Ça va augmenter le coût par...
280.
Yeah,
c'est 280?
Maximum of 280 per chair. So it's going to be...
Mais là, on, dans la résolution, on a 5 chaises. Qu'on peut en mettre une sixième?
Oui, on pourrait.
Oui, OK. Fait qu'on va changer ça à 6.
Merci.
Merci beaucoup, Justin. Fait que j'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
I'll propose.
I'll second it.
So instead of getting 5 chairs, we're going to get 6. Ça c'est... Bon, là, on fait 14A.
On peut-tu voter?
Oui, excuse-moi, voter. Joanne Meillet.
Oui.
J'ai hâte de me débarrasser de ces boîtes-là. Maureen Rice.
Yes. We still
Maureen McAvoy. Yes. Luc Thivierge.
Oui.
Lee Angus.
Yes.
Chelin Robert.
Yes.
Et puis moi aussi, je dis oui. Là, comme qu'on a dit tout à l'heure, on va faire 14A. C'est simplement un dépôt de la démission de Mme Owens, qui est notre ex-directrice générale, secrétaire trésorière, effectivement le 1er mars. So, 14A is simply a deposit of Mrs. Owens' resignation, effective March 1st. Donc là, 14B, appel de candidature, poste de directeur, directrice générale et greffière, trésorière. Greffière, oui. Donc, parce que Mme Owens, elle a démissionné, en ce moment, c'est ça. C'est pour demander des candidatures pour le poste de directeur général, directrice générale et greffière trésorier. Soit affiché dans les endroits désignés par le conseil. Les candidatures seront acceptées jusqu'à ce que le poste est comblé. Donc, le poste budgétaire pour cette dépense, s'il y en a, c'est le 02-13001-341. So, for the 14B, it is to go out and
to post the job.
Yeah, to post the Director General's position. Attends, oh my God, why am I so not here? Ouais, c'est vrai, on a enlevé ça. Hein. C'est ça. To post it to the Director General. Secretary Treasurer position. And have it posted in the designated spots where council agree, and to accept resumes until the position is filled, and also that the expense be put towards item number 02-13000-341. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
Je propose.
Supporté par?
Okay.
Maureen.
Maureen Rice?
Oui. Le vote, s'il vous plaît, Jean Meillet.
Yes.
Maureen Rice?
Yes.
Maureen McAvoy?
Yes.
Luc Thivierge?
Oui.
Lee Angus?
Yes.
Stéphane Robert?
Oui.
Et puis moi, je dis oui. Là, on arrive à numéro 15. Fait qu'on a modifié l'entête de celui-ci. On l'a changé à directeur général intérim. On a enlevé appui. Donc, pour le moment, on a eu une offre de M. Pierre Vaillancourt, directeur général de la municipalité de Cazabazois, qui va nous donner 150 heures comme directeur général, secrétaire trésorier, jusqu'à temps qu'on comble le poste permanent à un tarif de 50 $ de l'heure qui inclut tout. So we're
maximum.
Carol, I want to make sure maximum.
No, no.
No, we did this before, and we were told he wasn't.
Well, well, now he says it's une facture qu'on va recevoir. So call for application. Call for application. No, it's acting director general. Excusez-moi, là, parce que je vois partout. So this is an interim position as director general, secretary treasurer. And we're able to get the services of Monsieur Pierre Vaillancourt, Director General from the Municipality of Caz, for total for now starting at 150 hours, and with all the powers of a DG, and it's at an hourly rate of $50, all inclusive. Yep, je manque pas rien. Je pense pas. Fait que j'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
Je propose.
Le vote, s'il vous plaît, Jean-Meyer.
Oui.
Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Maureen McAvoy.
Oui.
Luc Thivierge.
Oui.
Lee Angus.
Yes.
Justin Robert.
Oui.
Et je dis oui. OK. Excusez-moi, là, parce que...
Augmentation de salaire, employé 13...
Oui, je sais. Je sais. J'ai trop de papier, là. OK. Augmentation de salaire, employé 13-0023. Donc, c'est proposé.
I'll propose it.
I'll second it.
Justin.
What's for a dollar an hour, Carol?
Yeah.
For 94 cents.
94 cents. Why 94?
Because it's to make it... Round up.
Oh, from what? Yeah. Okay. Okay. What makes sense. Qu'est-ce qui a appuyé?
Maureen McAvoy.
Okay, c'est beau. Le vote, Joanne Meillet.
Oui.
Maureen Rice.
Yeah.
Maureen McAvoy.
Yeah.
Luc Thivierge.
Oui.
Lee Angus.
Yes.
Justin Robert.
Yes.
Et puis moi, je dis oui.
Carol, that employee's been here like close to 10 years?
No.
Not yet. Around that.
Five?
I think we need to look at it.
Well, we'll revisit it. But
we'll have a committee meeting
yeah.
and we'll talk about it.
We'll revisit it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Là, on est rendu soumission, nomination du vérificateur 2021-2022 pour les années 2021-2022-2023. So we are at en anglais, c'est post-submission. So offer, or the bid, actually, that we received to appoint the auditors for years 2021, 2022, and 2023. Quand que la soumission a été ouverte, il y a seulement eu un soumissionnaire. Et puis, les montants pour 2021, c'est 10 000. Le nom de la compagnie, c'est Daniel Tétrault, CPA, auditeur CA. Pour le mandat, pour 2021, c'est 10 000 $ 2022, c'est 10 200 et supplémentaire, 12 275 pour un grand total de 32 475. So there was only one bidder for the auditor.
Well, actually, sorry, Carol, there was two envelopes. One didn't have a price on it because they refused to bid.
No.
No? They didn't send in
an offer? No, it's when the auditors send in their bid, there's two envelopes. One is for all the criteria, and the other
but
is...
But there was two people...
There was another one interested, but they didn't deposit a bid.
Okay. Perfect.
Because they couldn't promise that they could be available for us.
The tender was done on a point system. That's why we're doing more.
That's right.
And this is for a maximum of 5 years.
3 years.
2, 3. That's 5. I thought.
Well, an auditor should be maximum of 5 years, mm-hmm. but they bid for 3.
Yeah.
Well, two
sure and one optional.
So can we change it?
That's what I thought. Two years and then one optional.
So can we change it from a maximum of 5 fiscal years to 3?
No, we could. We could ask them to come back for another 2 years, but right now we only have price for 3.
You mean in the wear out?
Yeah. I'm sorry, Maureen. I'm having a hard time.
It's okay.
To understand why 5 years.
Well, because the tender we got was for 3 years.
Yes.
But in the resolution, it says council must appoint an external auditor for a maximum of 5 years.
Oh, it's in the law.
Yeah.
Okay, that's in the law. Sorry.
But it's maybe the wording.
Okay, probably. I see it now. C'est bon. Fait que pour ça, j'ai besoin de Joanne.
Okay.
Maureen. Et le vote, Joanne Maillé?
Oui.
Maureen Rice?
Yes.
Maureen McEvoy?
Yes.
Luc Duvierge?
Oui.
Lee Angus?
Yes.
Justin Robert?
Oui.
Et puis, moi, je dis oui. On continue avec autorisation et procuration pour la directrice générale, adjointe, greffière, secrétaire adjointe. Donc, ceci, c'est pour que Mme Louise Harper ait les mêmes pouvoirs que la directrice générale. Greffière trésorière, mais à son niveau de adjoint. Fait que j'ai besoin d'un. Puis aussi là-dedans, c'est pour qu'elle ait une carte de crédit de 3 000 $, pour qu'elle ait l'autorisation de faire des appels à Hydro-Québec, parce que s'ils ne parlent pas à juste n'importe qui. Puis aussi notre flotte de véhicules à la SAC. Donc j'ai besoin d'un proposeur. Luc? Justin? Le vote, John
oui.
Maillé. Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Maureen McEvoy.
Yes.
Luc Duvierge.
Oui.
Lee Angus.
Yes.
Justin Robert.
Oui.
Et puis moi, je dis oui. So this is an authorization and procuration for the Director General, Secretary Treasurer, adjoint.
Assistant.
To give her the same powers as the Director General and voyons, trésorière, secrétaire. I'll say secrétaire, trésorière, là. Secretary, treasurer, for until we staff the position permanently. So it gives her authorization to have a $3,000 visa, maximum of $3,000, to have her to be the authorized person contacting Hydro-Québec, and also to be able to contact and deal with the SAC in regards to all our vehicles. That's adopted. Soumission, autorisation, adoption. Adoption du règlement établissant le taux de taxation 2022. Number 19, adoption of the bylaw establishing the 2022 tax rate. Et ça dit adoption du règlement établissant le taux de taxation pour l'exercice financier 2022, ainsi que les taux d'intérêt et de pénalité avec dispense de lecture. Excuse-moi. So, adoption of the bylaw establishing the tax rates for 2022 financial year, as well as the tax rate of interest, or the rate of interest, sorry, and penalty, with exception from reading. Donc, j'ai besoin d'un proposeur. Puis appuyé par. C'est beau. Puis le vote, Joanne Maillé.
Oui.
Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Maureen McEvoy.
Yes.
Luc Duvierge.
Non.
OK. Lee Angus.
Non.
Justin Robert.
Oui.
Et puis moi, je dis oui aussi. Donc, c'est adopté, adopted. Transaction, quittance, dossier 550-020-630-214-0 20. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur, s'il vous plaît.
Je vais le proposer.
Puis appuyer par. Le vote, Joanne Meunier?
Oui.
Maureen Rice?
Yes.
Maureen McAvoy?
Yes.
Luc Thivierge?
No.
Lee Angus?
Yes.
Justin Robert?
No.
Et puis moi, je dis oui. Donc, c'est adopté. Sorry, I didn't say it in English. Just a moment.
Next one, Joan.
Okay, just a minute. So transaction receipt. So that's just to adopt the transaction receipt file number 550-2002.
We just passed it.
Yeah, no, but okay. I just didn't say it in English. 020-630-214-20. So it's been adopted. Bon, bye. On arrive à 21, on l'a mis de, on l'a enlevé.
Oui.
So we took off number 21. Number 22, numéro 22, Lise Legros.
On pose le réceptionniste pour une période temporaire à une journée par semaine.
C'est ça. Fait que, so Lise Legros was receptionist for a temporary period of one day per week.
I'll second it.
Le vote, Joanne Meunier?
Oui.
Maureen Rice?
Yes.
Maureen McAvoy?
Yes.
Luc Thivierge?
Oui.
Lee Angus?
Yes.
Justin Robert?
Oui.
Et puis moi aussi, je dis oui. Là, on arrive à numéro 23. Ça, c'est pour reconnaître la Journée nationale de la promotion de la santé mentale, qui est le 13 mars. So, number 23... is in recognition of the Mental Health Day, which is on the 13th of March. Donc, j'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
Luc.
Appuyé par. Le vote, s'il vous plaît, Joanne Meunier. Bon, ben là, c'est unanime.
Oui.
Tout le monde?
Non, je joking. Yes.
It's unanimous. Okay, that way I'll just.
We still have to say yes, right?
Well, if I say, is it unanimous?
Yes.
Yes.
Sorry. Bon. Fait que là, il y a une période de questions pour administration. There's a question period for administration.
Question about the promotion of Mental Health Day.
Mm-hmm.
Where was this found?
It was brought to our attention.
Is it like a Quebec thing? Because I went like on Canada.ca, it's definitely not a thing. There's like Mental Health Week, which is the first week of May. There's World Mental Health Day.
What I found here in French, there is the Mouvement Santé Mentale Québec and CAP Santé Outaouais. They've merged and.
Harry, you want the fire?
No, it's fine. It's obviously a Quebec thing, but I just, because that's actually, I'm the mental health and well-being coordinator for Real Property Services, so, am I missing a day? is there something I don't know about that I should know? But
actually, we're going to be putting it on the website as well, Madame Harper. On va mettre le dépliant sur le site web, parce que c'est pour le 13.
Have we considered, just amongst other things, if we're, you know, I applaud this because, you know, but have we considered other things that could be done, such as maybe doing land acknowledgements before the meetings? Having, once we're opening up a little bit, you know, doing some actual activities that would promote mental health and well-being?
Well, actually... In going through the flyer and everything, we can look at it and because there's certain things that can be done or are being proposed.
Yeah.
So we could look at it and maybe have it in at a committee meeting.
Yeah, I mean it's just a thought. Like, I mean, it's great to pay lip service to something, but you know, it's even better when you actually put action behind it.
Yep.
So even I don't know, do they have a mental health coordinator at the CLSC? Can we put a letter to them asking for that? Wouldn't that be lovely to have our own mental health person here in Lowe?
Yeah. After the day I've had today, believe me.
Yeah.
I've been in health, but the health system for 7 hours today.
Oh. Don't even get me started on that. Where is the call for the posting for the DG going? Where's it going to be posted? I heard you say AFNA said that it's where council feels fit.
Well, we're trying to go to maximum publication, which I'll say. Like the newspapers.
What happened to the headhunter?
Connect Municipality.
We're looking into it.
Okay.
We're looking into it because I did place some calls today. Early today. I'm just waiting on information to come in, and it has to be presented to council anyway.
Okay.
Before we make any decision there.
I'm assuming that she didn't just walk out the door. Do we know ahead of time? Like, is there a reason why... That, you know, we were putting something into place before now?
Well, she did provide us with her letter with her 2 or 3 weeks notice.
Mm-hmm. No, it's just, I mean, like, you often hold special meetings, but, you know, I would think that given that this is the person responsible for running the municipality, that you'd want to hold one real quick and get things moving on it, not wait till she's gone. A week.
No, that kind of took us a little bit by surprise. It was just the date got changed.
Question about there was something else that I had here. Oh my goodness.
Can we come back to you?
Meeting glasses is not.
Ms. Wakely, can we come back to you? We'll
yeah,
see
yeah,
if somebody
ahead.
Else has something.
Are there any other questions?
Yes. The information is all around for a month or so, but. Mm-hmm. Would be banned from MRC subcommittees?
Not all of them.
Is it part of the agenda?
It's not right now.
Well, you're not on 12 of them.
Pardon me?
You're not on 12 of them.
12 of them. Well, I'm on the Comité de Développement Social.
There's 13
Comité d'Aménagement de Développement. I'm on the the préambule and the mayor's table. Also, the table de développement social. There's some work to be done, and I'm not the only one.
But it's not decided at this table, right?
No, it's not decided here. So.
No, but we lose our representation up there. What?
Not 100% yet, but anyway.
No, but can you explain?
No. I didn't make the decision, so it's not up to me.
Have you informed the council of the increases you voted for yourself and the prefect at the MRC level?
There's no... It does just the... comment s'appelle ça? Le...
Le kilometrage?
Cost of living?
No, cost of living increase. That's all it is.
No.
There's no other increase.
Well, let me explain, because all I can do, I don't get information here. Is to review the website of the MRC. The latest remuneration bylaw, 2021-363, states the latest salaries. And when you compare that with the previous one, 2020-349, there's 6.4% increase for the mayors and 14.7% increase for the prefect. That's nothing to do with the cost of living. You know that.
No.
But it wasn't voted here, right?
It wasn't voted here either.
Okay. It doesn't matter.
So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, Mr. Connolly. That's nothing
it was
this
part
council
of,
votes on.
It was part of the MRC photo, I guess?
Of course it was.
Okay.
But we have to...
So, but we'll check on it. Don't worry.
I guess we can go back. Okay? The previous bylaw of only a year before was taken off the website, while all bylaws for many years are still on it. And the reason, in my opinion, is that people can't calculate the difference.
That's your opinion, sir.
Yeah.
That's the MRC you're talking about, Steve?
Yeah. That's fine. I just want people to know, because things are run secretly and against the money
of
the people.
There's no secrets.
We can't control the website,
so
the MRC.
So I have another question.
That's right.
On February the 7th, that was the last public council meeting like this one.
Yes.
You did not permit a question period. And I had sent in two simple questions. And that contravenes your own bylaw, which has a penalty of $100 to $1,000 if you contravene your bylaw for running meetings. That's why it's so frustrating dealing with you people.
So what's your point, Mr. Connolly?
My point is I would like to ask each counselor, do you think that's fair? Okay? You know,
we don't have the bylaw in front of us. We can't discuss it.
Forget the bylaw.
Well, you can't just mentioned it.
I did. But is it fair? No bylaw at all? Forget it. To not have a question period? Because I sent in two questions and you didn't want them answered?
Was that in person or was it on Zoom?
On Zoom that time.
It was on Zoom.
He submitted his email, though.
Yeah.
Before your question should have been answered.
And Steve, yeah. I'm going to go a little farther. I think I was on Zoom for the budget meeting. I realized that the second special meeting was posted for 8 p.m., but I think the fact that questions were shut to open that meeting in the budget meeting is...
No. There was a problem. We had a technical problem.
No, I was on Zoom. I heard the conversation,
mm-hmm.
and repeatedly citizens were told, we have to close the meeting because we have another meeting.
Yes.
Yep.
You're right.
I did say that. I'm really disappointed I wasn't here in person.
We won't do that again.
That was the budget meeting, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Is there any counselor that thinks that when we're given a document at the door, it's like getting a fire hose in the mouth, and we've got half an hour to 35 minutes to review it, and then only 10 or 15 minutes to comment on it, and we're shut up, and you could have postponed the other meeting a little bit, or had the question period for the first one after it, okay? Again, purposely shutting down, and you've hidden underneath COVID all year just with Zoom meetings and so on, no public questions. And
we did not hide under COVID meetings, Mr. Connolly.
Well, you know what I'm
talking about. You're insinuating something that's not true.
I'm saying that we couldn't show up because of the meetings.
So correct.
You escaped getting questioned.
We didn't escape anything. It wasn't a purposeful thing that happened.
Okay, I'll grant you that. So why do you give us 15 minutes for a budget?
Well, Mr. Connolly, the budget has always been the same for years and years.
No.
Yes, it was always presented at a special meeting. People walked in and they grabbed a copy of the budget and it was explained to them however it went.
We had a longer question period by far.
Okay. Steve's right, Carol. The difference is before when they were held in public, it didn't matter if the second meeting started at 9 or at 10 or at 6 or at 7. The people were here.
Yeah, but some other people would have made an issue about that too.
Anyway,
Mr. Connolly, I swear to God to you, this I'm telling you, this is a brand new mandate. I've had meetings with communication for the communication committee. We're pushing to get as much communications and be as transparent as possible. We have a big job ahead of us. And I have to say, Maureen McAvoy and Luc Thivierge are both supporting a lot of the stuff that we want to bring forward. And it's going to be, we also, as far as the budget is concerned, in the next couple of weeks, again, Ms. McAvoy is going to be contacting all council each their turn, and we're going to, and she's going to be building us what do you want to call it?
A communication
on regards to the budget and why there's increases and what it's for and so on and so forth. Yes, we should have probably had that at the meeting itself, but this is our goal, and the next budget is going to have it in it at that time. If there's increases, it's going to be detailed. So that's our commitment, that's our goal for this year, to get that up and running and make it a same thing happening every year.
Well, I'm cheering for you. I hope so. 5 years, we're not there yet. Kay. But I have a few more questions, just two.
Go ahead.
The document that we have, the visitors here got at the back of the door, was supposed to have been provided, made available to council members on the same day as the notice given out for the public meeting, was it?
Présentation, la présentation, non, a été montée après que le budget avait été vérifié, puis confirmé, puis pas mal approuvé par les gens. Mais la présentation, ça, c'est pas les chiffres du budget, là, c'est la présentation. Je ne sais pas si ça a été, quand est-ce qu'a été partagé.
But the final budget numbers should have been presented at the same time as we got our notice.
But you did get it before the notice. We did get the last...
I'm not arguing that. I believe that we had it on the 18th.
Yeah, we did.
I didn't pick mine up in my locker until after that time.
Okay. But I think we got it by email, too.
Yeah, we did. Every time that a document was forwarded to any counselor, it was always sent by email with all the attachments, and they were printed out and put in their lockers for them to pick up the same day. So they just had to come and pick up their documents.
But I'm not sure that the presentation
The actual presentation has all the same numbers as what we had on the budget.
Okay. If all the counselors got the numbers in some fashion on the same day, or at least it was available for them to get on the 18th, that answers my question. I think I'll bypass the rest, but I want to ask one more, please. When I was a humble counselor and we were doing the budget, the DG ran the show, pretty much, and the mayor. But the DG was the most knowledgeable person by far, knew the line items. And the DG would meet with each team, finance, admin, parks, whatever, and go through each line item. And then all of us would meet, and all of us would read each line item. So we all had a chance. Seven heads were better than one. And all of this was done by December 19th. We never missed it. Mm-hmm. And throughout the year, we would sit down with the DG. So I'm going to ask Maureen. I'm not picking on you. I could ask any of you. Did you get a chance to sit down and review the line items with the DG in the preparation of the budget?
At the original meeting, no.
Did you ever get a chance, did you ever cause to happen a meeting with the budget line item by line item with the DG during the year?
During the year prior? No.
This year?
No.
Yeah. And I suspect that that's the case just about everywhere. And you folks have got to represent the people. It's our money. Okay? It's our money.
Okay. Thank you.
You need help.
Ms. Wakeling,
had another question?
Sorry.
You found it?
February 21st. Like, I didn't get a notice of a special meeting. What was I?
It was HR.
Okay. Okay, I can understand that given the time frame. All right. I hope you find somebody because that's
we need
this will be 5 and 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
Well, you see, Mr. Pierre Vaillancourt is coming with a pretty big portfolio. I mean, he's been at CAS for quite a while, and he does all the books, and he does it all. So he's very, very, he's been there for quite a while.
He's working for CAS as well?
Yeah, but he doesn't work full time. That's why he's giving us some hours.
No, no, I get that, but I mean, you know, oh, no, is he interested
we need
in
somebody.
The full time?
Oh, no,
we absolutely
well,
need someone.
That's a yes and no answer.
Yeah,
all right.
It all depends to the, comes down to the brass tacks.
Yeah,
got it.
You know how it works, eh?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll move along. Sécurité publique, dépôt du rapport du comité de sécurité publique, the public safety, tabling of the report for public security. Maureen?
Yeah, so we didn't have a committee meeting this month. I do have the February report from the fire chief. Do you guys want me to do it in English and in French, or is it okay just in English? Craig, you're fine. Luc, c'est correct? Okay. So I have it in French. I'll just translate it. The training for Section 3 has started as planned. Our firefighters are in the last stretch of their Firefighter 1 exam, which is forecasted for June of 2022. The dry hydrants have all been checked, cleaned, and verified that everything's in good working order. The first responders had new tests for new fit tests for N95 masks, meaning that all of our first responders are well protected. This month, the fire chief had 2 days of training via webinar with the Ministry of Public Safety. Different aspects were covered, landslides, flooding, etc. We also had an officers' meeting followed by the regular monthly meeting with the firefighters. We have a good team, which is very dynamic, and they're working hard for the good functioning of the fire service and first responders in our municipality. On the call side, we had 6 calls this month. February 1st, we had a major house fire in on Federal Road. February 2nd, we had a minor car accident on the highway in Bonasta. On the 2nd as well, we had another minor accident, Chimay Mona in Brennan's Hill. February 6th, minor accident at the intersection of Pritchard and the 105. On the 7th, we had a chimney fire on Chimay Rachon, which is off McDonald Road. And on the 22nd of February, we had major electrical wires on the ground on McDonald Road. That's the fire chief's report. Is there anything you wanted to add? No way?
No, we were lucky with all the trees and rain. We didn't get more issues with power lines, so we're happy with that.
I just want to add that last week, I know it's in March, but last week there was another big accident on the 105 between here and Vanasta. Please slow down. That's all I have to say. This is not even funny anymore. I don't understand why this curve is now an issue.
It's not the curve. Come with me for a plow ride, and
it's the plow.
You'll see why we have accidents on the highway.
No, it's the drivers.
Out of control. Since the pandemic,
they
out of control.
That van went upside down around a tree.
Yeah, and over the guardrail.
Over the guardrail. It's just please slow down. Somebody's gonna get killed.
Good advice. Bon, on continue avec appel d'offres, système de climatisation au 400 route 105, financement programme. Fait que, avec le financement programme, c'est un programme pour financer des infrastructures municipales. On a déjà parlé de ça dans le passé, puis là, ça, c'en est un. Il faut investir les argent dans nos infrastructures, puis celui-ci, c'en est un. Mais là, ici, ça donne l'autorisation à la directrice générale adjointe, Mme Harper, à lancer un appel d'offres pour, par invitation pour l'installation du système climatisation. So, with the program envelope that is available to us, we can only invest in infrastructure for municipality. So, we're putting out a call for tender for an air conditioner at the 400 Route 105, And this resolution is to give authority to Madame Louise Harper to launch a call for tenders by invitation for the installation of an air conditioning system. Donc, j'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
Je propose.
Puis le vote de Joanne Meillet.
Oui.
Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Maureen McAvoy.
Yes.
Luc Thivierge.
Oui.
Lee Angus.
Yes.
Justin Robert.
Yes.
Et puis je dis oui. Sur ce même sujet, Praban, je devrais dire, le prochain, c'est un appel d'offres porte de garage au 400 Route d'Anson, encore financé par l'enveloppe Praban. Puis encore ici, ça donne l'autorisation à Mme Harper d'aller en appel d'offres par invitation pour acheter et installer une porte de garage. So again, under the Praban file or envelope, call for tender for garage door at the 400-105. And it's this resolution is to give authority to Madame Harper to go out on invitation for tenders to do the purchase and installation of the garage door. So I need a proposal.
Je propose.
Non,
Maureen va second.
Okay, c'est beau. Joanne Meillet.
Oui.
Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Maureen McAvoy.
Yes.
Luc Thivierge.
Oui.
Lee Angus.
Yes.
Saint Robert.
Yes.
Et puis moi, je dis oui. On va le...
Did we ever get another estimate on it?
No, that's what it's for.
That's what it's for, the resolution. On peut s'ajouter, Sabino?
Oui. Je pense qu'on peut l'ajouter.
Oui. C'est un autre offre. Excusez. Un autre appel d'offre, Louise. Je devrais dire Madame Harper. Pour une fournaise pour le voyons
la station de pompier
station d'incendie oui c'est ça puis la même façon sous le Praban et puis te donner l'autorisation d'aller chercher par invitation.
I'll second it.
What we've done is we've added number 4 under public security, also under the same envelope, Praban, to get pricing on a new furnace for the fire station.
Electric or oil?
Well, we'll see what we come
what
up
comes
with.
Cheaper.
Yeah, we could ask for both, actually, and see which comes out the cheapest.
The best.
Okay.
Est-ce que, Mme Harper, tu peux mettre soit électrique ou ou huile? Excusez. Est-ce qu'il y a des questions pour sécurité publique? Are there
on
any?
Peut-tu
voter? Excusez, oui. Ben là, j'ai plus de boîte. Là, donc, c'est Mme Harper.
On va quand même l'écrire.
Fait que, proposeur?
Propose.
Justin Robert?
Oui, on l'a fait, le proposeur, puis le secondaire. Just need to vote.
Joanne Meillet?
Oui.
Maureen
yes.
Rice? Maureen McAvoy?
Yes.
Luc Thivierge?
Oui.
Lee Angus?
Yes.
Justin Robert?
Yes.
Puis je dis oui. Bon, là, y a-t-il des questions?
We spent $17,000 15 years ago for air conditioning up at 400. So I won't say anything more. Seem to be throwing money away either then or now. And secondly, I would hope that recommendations I've made years ago, the building is old, the fire hall, we're putting in a new furnace, it wouldn't take a lot of money to make some very simple insulation changes, windows, whatever, I'm not going to design it tonight, but that doesn't seem to get listened to. So why put a furnace in if you can't make some simple
changes? We're going to need a furnace anyway because the municipal well is there.
And if we... make another fire hall, we can move this furnace there too, so it's not a waste.
I don't have a problem with a furnace. I'm talking about leaking hot air.
What do you mean leaking hot air?
The building is not well.
It's a question of
okay, well,
the furnace. The furnace
right now
dying.
The furnace is old.
And is dying.
And it's breaking down all the time and just can't.
Buy a new furnace.
Pardon me?
I agreed to buy a new furnace.
Okay, well, what's your question?
The building.
Can problem, Steve, is that the building doesn't meet CSST codes today for a fire hall. So either we dump some serious money in it and do a full renovation, which we can't because we don't have enough room there, or we build another fire hall in the next 3 to 5 years.
Put some caulking on the window.
Oh, no, for sure. Those are the things that are easy to do.
There's only so much you can do. It's still
going to... With caulking, yeah.
Without major renovations,
I agree.
It's still not going to be
100%. Simple things are done.
Yes.
So not to be all like lefty and woke and everything, but given the current situation and where things are going, sort of, you know, environmentally, et cetera, would it not just be a better choice to go with electric?
That's a yes and no answer. It depends if the generator and the pump station can furnish an electric furnace.
Yeah.
That's the only thing, really. If that generator is powerful enough to run that furnace, then yes, electric's going to be the way to go.
It's a generator backup system for the waterworks.
Yeah.
So we have to make sure that it's powerful enough, like you said, to run the furnace.
The furnace heats that pump station.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's just for the, I think we should be looking at means to go a little green. It's, you know, I mean, Wakefield is going green, and not to, you know, again, not be all lucky and woke.
No, I understand, but it's also, you know, the dollar value that works into it too.
Yes,
but then the long run.
To invest money. That's the place, you know. That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
And electricity is cleaner and cheaper. So
true.
And maybe we can rent until we get the new station, depending on how renting the furnace works. So we'll have prices. We'll see.
There's a lot of scenarios to look at right now. So until we make a decision, this is why we're asking Madam Harper to go out and get the information. Okay. Fait que s'il n'y a pas d'autres questions, on va continuer avec travaux publics. Public Works, is there a report?
No, we were waiting on the budget to be passed to have an actual meeting. Budget's passed now.
Okay.
So we all have some time next week to have a committee meeting. The week after that, the WARF committee. I'm going to say it. I'd like
Good.
To have a meeting and start working on that.
Good.
So we brought in some names that will be part of the committee. Ms. McAvoy had a few names too, so we have a decent group to start some work on that.
Sounds good. Fait que là, travaux publics, on continue. On va faire appel d'offres sur invitation. Projet TEC 2022. Ça, c'est une partie du TEC. C'est programme de la taxe sur l'essence et de la contribution du Québec, que nous, on appelle le TEC. Donc, ici, c'est pour... c'est pour autoriser encore Mme Harper à lancer un appel d'offres par invitation pour les chemins Burrough, Cahill et McDonald. Donc, invitation, c'est ça, ingénieur. Puis aussi, c'est ça, la rue principale aussi.
We need an engineering firm for the paperwork, for the asphalt.
Yeah. So, this is an invitation to give authority to Mme Harper to go for... request for offer invitation to tender for work being done on Burrough, Cahill, and McDonald, as well as an invitation for an engineer services for the work on principal in the village. Et j'ai besoin d'un proposeur. Le vote, s'il vous plaît, Jean Maillé.
Oui.
Maureen Rice,
yes.
Maureen McAvoy,
yes.
Luc Thivierge,
oui.
Lee Angus,
yes.
Justin Robert,
oui.
Et puis je dis oui. So the vote has passed.
Madame Harper va juste pouvoir confirmer avec le coordonnateur qui va faire les demandes de soumission. Il va falloir que les quantités soient ajustées. Avec l'augmentation du prix du carburant, les camions ne travailleront pas pour 90$ de l'heure cette année. Il va probablement falloir réduire le tonnage et le nombre de mètres de fossé pour être capable de rentrer dans nos chiens.
Quand que ça va venir le temps, là, tu pourras rejoindre Mme Harper.
Juste like so pour... Fuel going up, I highly doubt that we're going to be able to meet the amount of tonnage and the amount of meters of drainage that we wanted to do. Trucks aren't going to work for $90 an hour this summer with fuel at $2 a liter, so... We're going to probably have to reduce the amount of meters of ditching and tonnage of gravel to meet our numbers in the temporary rain.
Non, ils vont le faire à l'interne.
Bon, c'est ça.
Ouais.
Oui.
OK. Merci.
Là, on continue. Frais de cellulaire, contremaître et coordinateur des travaux publics. So, cell phones costs, foreman and public works coordinator. So, it's to give them an amount to compensate for all the phone calls, long distance and stuff like that. They use their cell phones, their personal cell phones. Besoin d'un proposeur?
I'll propose it.
I'll second it.
Et puis le vote. Joanne Maillet?
Oui.
Yes.
Thank you. Luc Thiers. Lee Angus?
Yes.
Julien Robert?
Oui.
Puis je dis oui. Donc, on continue avec affichage de postes saisonniers pour les travaux publics. So, seasonal job posting for public works. Public works. Bon, l'affichage du poste saisonnier. Pardon, non.
Okay.
On n'a pas dit ça.
Je pensais qu'on avait dit ça à la table de travail, mais je me trompe peut-être.
Non.
Qu'on repousse d'un mois pour celle-là. Non.
That's
okay.
Il faut aller de l'avant si on est capable de voir quelqu'un pour avril.
I'm okay.
Avril, mai. Fait que c'est ça, le poste va être affiché aux endroits spécifiques comme le Lowdown, Info de la Vallée, CSGA, les Babillards municipaux, le site web de la municipalité. Donc, c'est pour un opérateur de niveleuse pour 22 semaines, débutant le 9 mai. Donc, les candidatures vont être acceptées jusqu'au 1er avril. Puis, les dépenses attribuées à ça, ça va aller au poste budgétaire 02-13000-341. Fait que j'ai besoin d'un pro. OK, let me go back in English. COVID tenders. Okay, posting a seasonal job, postings for public works. So this is for to give authority to the office to post the job offer in designated spots like the Lowdown, La Vallée, l'Info de la Vallée, CSGA, municipal bulletin boards, and the municipal website for a greater operator covering 22 weeks starting the first week or May 9th. So the applications will be accepted till the 1st of April 2022. And the expenses for this is attributed to budget item number 02-13000-341. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
Can I ask you a question? Okay.
Yes.
I'll second it. But the Info de la Vallée, do they charge us for publicizing?
Oh, yeah. Just
so
like the Lowdown.
Why don't we do the Lowdown and say CHEA? One English, one French, and then our website instead of paying.
Could do that if you want.
Mais l'Info de la Vallée, c'est-tu le...
C'est dans le Publisac.
C'est le Publisac qui va à tout le monde, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to broaden our horizons and try to reach as much people as we can.
Yep.
They do have a lot of job ads in them.
Yeah.
Do we need it, though, in the print and on the radio?
I think so.
Again,
yeah,
you
can.
I think
it's...
Sure.
Yeah, OK. Fait que j'ai proposeur. Le vote, s'il vous plaît, Joanne Maillet.
Oui.
Maureen Rice?
Yes.
Maureen McAvoy?
Yes.
Luc Thiviers?
Oui.
Lee Angus?
Yes.
Saint Robert? Oui. Et je dis oui. OK. Ça, c'est 4. Là, on arrive. Finance? Where's the French?
Recording in progress.
OK, convention d'aide financière, programme d'aide à la voirie locale, PAVL, accélération dossier numéro TNA 89862. So it's a financial assistance agreement, PAVL, Local Roads Aid Program, acceleration file number TNA 89862-5. So this is to recognize money that's coming in from the PADL envelope.
Recording in progress.
And it's to recognize that council are aware of it and that they received the copy. Well, they were told by me, and we received a letter from Minister of Transport, and we have to pass this resolution in recognition of the what we're being sent. It's $59,000 and some odd hundred dollars going towards a Pacific project. So this is the reason for the resolution. La raison de la résolution, c'est pour être, pour reconnaître que le conseil savent qu'on a reçu une lettre nous confirmant des argents qui vont être reçus pour des ouvrages sur un de nos chemins.
That's going to be on Thielville Road between Dusso and Healy.
Yeah. Fait que j'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
I'll second.
Le vote, Joanne Maillet.
Oui.
Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Maureen McAvoy.
Yes.
Luc Thivierge.
Oui.
The Angus.
Yes.
Claire Robert.
Oui.
And I also say yes. Fait que ça, c'est... Pardon me?
Purchase of signs, narrow shoulder from Ardmet.
You knew where I was going.
If we don't order them now, we might not get any, like, for months. Like, everything is crazy to get, like, as far as delays go. I know it sounds
early. Ask you a question? Can they not? Is there, you know, you can get those things you just put, like, I don't know.
Well, yeah,
it marks out the side of the road.
In the summertime, but then in the summertime, people see the ditch, right? In the winter, the plow's going to break them.
Yeah.
I looked into those delineators, and, yeah, they're going to get broken. What if we put some signs, like a couple of signs? And they're like, maybe whenever we come onto the road at the other end, the farm.
We'll second that.
At least people know that.
Well, we discussed it before.
Yeah, you see, you're saying that it's going to take time to get the signs here. Like the signs for Pierreville there to take careful for the children, they're not even in the yet.
I don't know what to tell you about that, Luke. I do know ordering signs could take some time. Stock is down on everything for some reason.
Like we're ordered in December, no?
Can you verify
Madame
that
Harper?
Children at play signs were ordered?
Tu peux vérifier avec Monsieur Draper. Il peut t'aider là-dessus ou aller chercher les enseignes puis des choses comme ça avec le montant. Donc, je vais avoir un proposeur.
I'll propose.
C'est combien de signes? C'est quoi?
Six signs, six posts.
They won't be able to put it while it's...
No,
it's
just
right?
The posts. I don't think it'll be hard to get. It's the sign, but they got to get them printed. It could take some time.
Okay. Fait que j'ai proposé Justin Robert, secondé par Maureen Rice. Et puis le vote, Joanne Maillet.
Ouais.
Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Maureen McAvoy.
Yes.
Luc Thiers.
Oui.
Lee Angus.
Yes.
And Justin Robert.
Oui.
Et puis moi, je dis oui. Donc là, on avance encore. Environnement, hygiène du milieu. It's environment.
Yes,
environmental.
That question for Rose.
Pardon?
Question pour les...
Ah, oh, excusez. Are there any questions for Rose? C'est des questions pour le... les chemins.
No, but I'm happy to see the sun. I mean, it's, I don't know that it'll make much difference, but I'm just happy to see that something is being done about Martindale because that's... It's not that it's dangerous. Nobody's going super fast, but I mean, you know, how many times did you want to pull your truck or vehicle out of the ditch?
Not more than one.
Yeah. Fait que là, bon, s'il y a d'autres questions, non? On va avancer, là. Environnement, hygiène du milieu, dépôt du rapport de comité d'environnement.
Dépôt du comité d'environnement, moi, je voudrais... 2022. Nous avons une réunion le jeudi le 24 février 2022. Étant présent par téléphone, le conseiller Robert était absent, Madame la mairesse, la directrice générale et l'inspecteur municipal pour une période, parce qu'il ne pouvait pas être présent pour une période d'une semaine. Puisque la directrice générale ne s'est pas présentée et n'a pas fourni aucune documentation sur l'avancement de nos projets, nous n'avons pas eu où est rendu les dossiers de notre comité. Ce qui est plus dur à comprendre est que le dossier de la MRC, centre touristique, est devenu une priorité encore pour la municipalité et que la personne ne peut nous expliquer le pourquoi du système de filtration du puits de Ferville n'est pas encore commencé. Puisque aujourd'hui, c'est la première fois que je vois des documents sur le système de filtration du puits de Ferville. Ceci est une priorité pour le gouvernement fédéral, provincial et surtout municipal. Fait de bon rapport.
OK, merci. En ce qui concerne, je veux juste faire une remarque. Ce qui concerne la filtration pour Ferville, ça fait partie, ça va faire partie du programme TEC. Il faut faire une modification au programme parce qu'il n'était pas là avant.
Madame la mairesse, ça fait plus de décembre que c'était demandé.
Est-ce qu'on peut faire la première résolution puis ça le dit que c'est pour faire le restant?
Bien, c'est juste, tu sais, comme Ghislain a dit tout à l'heure, il faut s'asseoir et passer à travers notre programme parce que c'est sûr qu'il y a des ajustements ou des ajouts à faire. Des remplacements.
Pour les travaux publics, on n'a pas besoin de demande. C'est juste qu'on va faire des appels d'offres. We've got to make sure that our tonnage is adjusted.
But it has to be put on the program.
It's going to change with the price of fuel.
Mais le programme, il faut qu'elle soit ajustée dans le conséquence.
We've got to add the chlorinification system.
C'est ça. That's what I was trying.
The water in Fieldville has been okay since the lease was fixed?
Oui, mais il y a juste une pompe qui marche tout le temps. C'est tout le temps la même.
Can we send Public Works in there to check it out? Maybe the backup pump is burning?
Mais on a de l'eau comme très bien là. On ne manque pas d'eau, on a son.
Le système est peut-être fait, par exemple, que c'est une pompe, puis c'est quand qu'une lâche, c'est que l'autre commence. Mais si.
C'est même qu'il avait expliqué.
C'est ça, si une fonctionne tout le temps, puis c'est assez.
Oui,
c'est ça, parce que là, s'il y en a une qui ne marche pas, l'eau va. Il me semble qu'elle soit plus bonne dans l'eau.
OK.
La résolution pour la taxe d'assise.
Programme de la taxe sur Sens Tech, programme de travaux numéro 3. So this is the gas tax program, Tech, program of work number 3.
Je vais proposer.
I'll second it.
Et le vote, s'il vous plaît, Joanne Maillet.
Oui.
Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Maureen McAvoy. I'm sorry, Luc.
Oui.
Serge. Lee Angus.
Yes.
Claire Robert.
Oui.
Et je dis oui. Prochain, c'est appel d'offres projet TEC 2022, assainissement de l'eau aqueduc de Fieldville. Ben, c'est ça, là. So, call for tenders on the tech project for 2022, the water treatment in Fieldville.
Can we go
Aqueduct.
On an appel d'offres avant d'être approuvé par la tech? Ils vont-ils dire que on a mis la chaurée en avant des bœufs?
No, just put it in the tender that it's conditional to the approval of the tech program.
C'est ça. Madame Harper, vous avez ça? Okay. Donc, Luc, Maureen Rice. Et puis le vote, s'il vous plaît, Joanne Maillet.
Oui.
Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Maureen McAvoy.
Yes.
Luc Tivierge.
Oui.
Lee Angus.
Yes.
Claire Robert.
Oui.
Puis moi aussi, je dis oui. Est-ce qu'il y a des questions pour environnement? Are there any questions for environment?
Will there be composting this year at all or no?
Right now, Mr. Connolly, we have enough. we still have to have committee meetings to see where we stand on that. So, I can't give you an answer right now. Sorry.
That's fine.
Listen, there could be a curtain forum, like a ad hoc committee, like the wharf, let's say, with some citizens on that for the compost.
Sure.
To see maybe have a group from, like, you know, a person from every corner.
Well, we having know, like, I have to
here,
say
it's one thing, but the other is like my donkey.
Having Pierre Vincoul here, he's gone through the whole process. So he's a good asset to have as far as information. He can bring it, like, by heart.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Maybe we meet with him first.
Yes, we will. Là, on continue avec...
Yes,
oh, I'm sorry.
This water treatment thing for fuel.
Yes.
What's that, a chlorine or
something? Chlorine, yeah.
Why are you putting those in and you never use them? There's one here in the village and you haven't used that in 20 years.
We don't have a choice.
And you call us and tell us to boil water. And you have a chlorination system in there. And from it, none of you know how to run it. That's the biggest problem.
So?
It's the chlorine and it feeds itself. It does everything. Why are we boiling water in the first place?
Well, back here, it's once in a while. There's an issue with Fieldville. It's a daily thing. There's a E. coli in the water. There's a well in the swamp.
Why do we have a chlorinator sitting in there? We're not going to use
it. You're not boiling your water every day, and you haven't been on a boil advisory for 5 years.
It was a full week here boiling water. When you have a chlorinator in there,
been boiling water
drop
for
the
five
chlorination
years.
Into it,
okay,
we're not
here to argue about it, Mr. Yakin.
I'm not arguing. I'm just telling you what's in there. And
well,
you
we'll check it out. We'll go and check it out. We'll see what
it
is.
It's there. All you have to do is learn how to run it. But you don't know how to do that. That's the problem.
And
this you'll put in, and it'll cost us, I don't know how much money you've put in field goal back there lately.
Must be over $100,000. There's E. coli in the well back there. The well that's in the swamp is problematic. There's E. coli. For some reason,
they're
boiling
the water.
40 years ago, they drilled the well and the water.
C'est la voirie qui devrait savoir.
So we're going to look into it.
They're boiling water back there all the time, then, if there's E. coli.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Hickey. We don't...
I worked on that for years, and I know what's in there and how it works.
Okay,
and first off, there's no water in the wells, and I've told you that I don't know how many times. Go and drill a well, and you have something.
No, we have water in the wells in Fieldville.
Oh, mass.
Yeah,
well,
there's lots.
How did water come into the well? 20 years ago, there was none. When I left there, there was none. I don't know how it all of a sudden magically started to come into it.
They found a major leak in front of John LeGros' house under the road that wasn't detectable from the top. They brought in a supersonic stethoscope, it's called.
Well, that must have been leaking for the last 40 years.
They found a leak, a major leak. They patched that leak, and
twice.
Then that evening, the pump shut down for the first time in 5 years. We haven't had any issues with pressure. Floyd, you can laugh all you want. This is a fact. Since then, we haven't had any issues.
Can you listen to some facts?
They found a... Suzanne, you live in Fieldville. Am I lying?
That's been out of our factor for years. For years upon years.
Okay, we're not...
Okay. Money there,
that's fine.
Hundreds and thousands of dollars for nothing, and now you're going to put some more in? Like, that is ridiculous.
What we're telling you is there hasn't been any water issues since that leak was fixed. There was two leaks found.
So that leak
one in front of
John's,
one
years.
On the Pike Lake.
So you're telling me that leak has been there for 30 years?
I don't know.
We don't know.
But it was one of the reasons why we had no water.
And all it was some of the houses was leaking. And it wasn't easy. It wasn't hard to figure that out. You just turn the sandpipe off late at night and you know which house was leaking. And
the main was leaking.
Mr. Hickey, we know how to, you know, we have personnel that takes care of it.
Yeah, I know that. You have personnel to take care of it. That's why the water wasn't shut off at the corner up here. We all were out of water, and that's why we had to boil water. Because you didn't know where the valves are to shut them off going into the field.
Actually, that's not the case. He tried to shut a standpipe off.
Not the standpipe. The main valve in the road.
We're looking for an answer to drive a grader coming to block Floyd.
Why don't these guys have this...
Okay, we're not going
to
go into an argument over this.
Did you try to tell us that there's a 3/4-inch line that's going to drain the system? I don't think so.
Oh, there
the drain the system is turning on a 6-inch main into that cistern in the fire hall.
Okay,
the line.
No, it wasn't.
Okay. C'est assez, là? On continue?
Like that to me.
Oh, sure it was. Just like Suzanne Delia there in her water. Perfect.
Okay, Justin, s'il vous plaît, on va en avance, ok, là? Là, OK, on continue sur urbanisme, urban planning. Donc, il y a un dépôt de rapport?
On a eu quelques rencontres d'urbanisme. Il va en avoir encore. On travaille sur le nouveau plan d'aménagement de l'eau. On regarde la dernière version dans le comité avant de le présenter au conseil. So we are working. We did have a few meetings. We will have some more meetings for the urban planning plans. That is, we're hoping to deposit before May or June. It needs to pass into our hands and then at council and back to urban planning
consultation committee do before it gets approved for the last draft. This is one of the last drafts, we hope. That's it.
Merci. Continue. Demande de support à la CPTAC 2022-02. So, CPTAC support request 2022-22. Est-ce que tu veux aller là-dessus, Mme Maillé?
C'est une personne qui demande de séparer une terre agricole pour avoir une propriété transférée à son enfant. Fait qu'elle va appliquer à la CPTAQ, puis c'est la CPTAQ qui va trancher, mais le projet qu'ils veulent faire ne contrevient pas à nos règlements.
I'll propose it.
Should I say the name?
C'est beau.
It's to split an agricultural land so the daughter can have a piece of it. They'll go through CPTQ, and the project that they are proposing fit into our bylaws.
Joanne, just to add something to that, you said it's to split a property, but it's to sever one hectare.
C'est quoi la différence?
C'est pas comme 50
hectares, 1.0225 hectares.
It's really an acre for his daughter.
C'est ça.
OK, it's bigger than just the piece.
Fait que là, j'ai besoin de vote, Mme Meillet.
Oui.
Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Maureen McEvoy. Luc Thivierge.
On va te voter, moi. Je voudrais savoir, du qu'est ce rapport-là de CCU?
La CPTAQ n'a pas passé par le CCU, par l'urbanisme. Le rapport du CCU il a été déposé là, avec la demande de la dérogation mineure. Vous l'aviez dans votre paquet.
This, though, is the landowner asking us to support a CPTAQ
application.
Application.
That's
and
all
it didn't pass at Urban Planning Committee.
No. So, Luc Thivierge?
Oui.
Lee Angus?
Yes.
Stan Robert?
Oui.
Et puis moi, je dis oui aussi.
Une chance que tu connais les noms par cœur. Parce qu'en anglais, c'est pas les bons.
Oui, c'est ça.
Oui, bien c'est ça. En fait, c'est M. Angus qui m'a le pointé aujourd'hui. Puis je l'ai mentionné à Mme Harper.
Excellent.
Elle a
excellent.
Déjà fait le changement.
Merci.
OK. Est-ce qu'il y a des questions pour urbanisme? Are there any questions for urban planning?
Well, given that Andre is not here,
just... yeah. Because the air is not
so good. Are we going to see this?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a public, it's going to have to be a public session.
And it will be a feedback session
for,
like, not just a presentation of this is what we're doing, but a this is what we propose?
This is what we propose. Okay. It's going to be available to public a certain amount of days. If a public meeting with people is allowed, COVID respected, we will do it in person.
So it will actually be available to the public prior to that, a certain amount of time, so it can actually be reviewed and not look at it like 12 minutes in.
It's not something that we can easily send by email, because it's like...
It's going to be huge.
Yeah. Yes. So I'm not sure how you'll... It's going to be available for your review ahead of time.
I put it on the website and send out the link by email. Maybe you can look at it.
Something like that. We'll see how we can share it.
Try and make it as accessible as possible.
That's going to be translated too.
It needs to be translated. Yeah. That's the issue before we get to the draft that everybody around the table is happy with. Then it's going to go into translating. But like they said, a map is not, it's whether it's in French or English, it's not that hard. It's all the bylaws that goes with it. That's going to be a challenge to translate because it has to be precise. But there's the zoning plan, and then there's the bylaws. So those two will be available and will process as the law is. We have to follow the law.
Mm-hmm. Is there a deadline for all this?
We have two years.
It's 2 years from last November.
November, December.
Yeah.
When the MRC adopted theirs, it's 2 years. All the municipalities have 2 years. And we've been working on it over, well over how many years now?
Three.
So we're going to be ahead of the game.
We're going to be one of the first one in the MRC to pass it, we hope.
Okay, so if there's no other questions for urban planning, we'll go to, on va continuer sur loisirs et culture et communication. So recreation, culture, and communication. Madame McAvoy, if you have a report.
I have a quick report. We've been focusing on communications because there's lots of work to do. We'll be doing an information piece on the budget very soon. But before that, I put all of the committee chairs on notice that by the day after tomorrow, I need your input for the information piece that we'll be mailing out with the tax bills. Included in those messages will be a stiff reminder to pay overdue taxes, because it's definitely time. So those are the two urgent projects right now to just do. But what we're trying to focus on is a communications audit, basically reviewing all of the different ways and all of the different messages that are sent out to people on the different timelines, and trying to make sure that we're doing a better job of sending out clear and correct and consistent communications in both official languages. So that's a big project. We need input from councillors, but also from administration and from the users of all of these tools. So watch in that info sheet for an invitation for some input and what you would be looking for in communications. So there's a months-long project. The website is a huge part of it. There was a motion a few weeks ago, that we are going to be renewing the website. It needs work, huge piece. I'd be happy to hear your input on what you would like to see there. So that all ties in together, and over this year I think we'll be making some significant progress, but only with input from the public. On the recreation dossiers, I've been spending a fair amount of time, I've gone to a number of webinars with Loisirs Sport Outaouais, who have a mandate. They're funded by Education Quebec, and they have a mandate to train and support and identify recreation and sport resources for Quebec communities. And I think there's huge potential there to get some very good advice. They definitely take they're very well informed. They provide a lot of they provide information about funding mechanisms, but they also are quite adamant that it's important to know where you're starting and to consult with your community. So this is what I'm starting with. I think of it as an inventory of the resources that are available, and then we will be able to ask people what they are looking for and what they need, and then develop a multi-year plan. Start where we are with what we thought, and then move on from there. So there will be a call for participation from interested parties for that too. And for the library, it's open again on its restricted schedule of Tuesdays and Thursdays, Mondays, mornings and afternoons. And we'll be having a library committee meeting in the next couple of weeks. And I think that's all I've got.
Thank you very much.
Didn't you receive $35,000 for the park at the top of the hill?
Yeah, we're working on that as well.
Yeah, that's part of the context. Yeah.
And do you think they're going going to provide bathrooms there to duplicate the ones at the other end of town?
We're reviewing everything that's existing and making sure we're doing it right, meeting needs.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so next, substitut de la personne désignée responsable des questions familles aînées en lien avec les politiques PFM-MADA et les plans d'action afférents. So it's a substitution of the designated person responsible for family senior issues in connection with the PFM-MADA policies and related action plans. So,
je vais le proposer.
Okay. So we're replacing, Anne Bélil was the person responsible, and now Maureen McAvoy has accepted to take on that title. So, Joanne Meillet t'a proposé?
Oui, puis Maureen Rice a secondé.
Maureen Rice. Donc, le vote, Joanne Meillet?
Oui.
Maureen Rice?
Yes.
Oh, Maureen McAvoy. Luc Vierge?
Oui.
Lee Angus?
Yes.
Je dis oui. Justin Robert, puis oui. Je dis oui aussi. Là, on a... Fait que le numéro 3, on l'a... C'est ça, on le remet à une date plus tard. So number 3 will be put forward to a later date. Are there any questions on recreation, culture and communication? Y a-t-il des questions sur loisirs, culture et communication?
Je pense que ça va aussi.
Ça déjà?
Oui.
OK. Donc, c'est ça, Varia, correspondance. On fait la clôture.
Je propose.
Joanne.
Maureen Rice.
Joanne et Maureen Rice. Et puis le vote, Joanne Meillet.
Oui.
Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Maureen McAvoy. Yes. Luc Thivierge.
Oui.
Lee Angus.
Yes.
Justin Robert.
Oui.
Et puis moi aussi, je dis oui. La culture est faite.
Thank you for cutting those trees in front of my house. I haven't been at a meeting in a long time. Thank you for cutting those. Thank you very much.
Merci d'avoir sorti. Thank you for showing up.
J'arrête l'enregistrement.